Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shabshati Bhattacharji. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said Poland should display zero tolerance for terrorism and not help fuel the terrorist infrastructure in India's neighborhood. During his meeting with Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister of Poland, Radoslaw Sikorski in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said today conversation between the two sides will cover regional and global developments. Dr. Jaishankar said Poland is one of India's largest trading partners in Central Europe. He added that India's strong economic growth, size of its market and pro-investment policies provide immense opportunities for Polish businesses. United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan will pay an official visit to India today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The visit is expected to provide an opportunity for the two leaders to further advance the India-UAE comprehensive strategic partnership and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has accused the Congress party of misleading the people of the country on the Viksit Bharat Jiramji Act. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said under Manrega, the rights given by Congress existed not only on paper. He said Congress has abandoned its ideas, ideology and ideals and has nothing to do with the country's development or the welfare of the poor. The minister also underlined that the act will be implemented across the entire country and every gram panchayat will come under it. Mr. Chauhan said the act guarantees at least 125 days of wage employment to every rural household from the earlier 100 days of employment. The filing of nominations for the election to the BJP national president began at party headquarters in New Delhi. According to the poll schedule, nominations were filed till 4 p.m. and withdrawal of nominations remained open till 6 p.m. World Economic Forum begins at Davos in Switzerland today. More than 3,000 global leaders are attending the 56th annual meeting. Over 100 Indian CEOs, along with a large government delegation, to take part in the five-day talk fest. Indian ministers, including Ashwini Vaishnaw, Prahlad Joshi and K. Ramamohan Naidu, are expected to participate and also hold bilateral meetings, while chief ministers of Maharashtra, Andhra Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh, Assam and Jharkhand will showcase their respective states for prospective investors. Indian Minister for Power Manohar Lal today said that power distribution utilities of the country DISCOMs have recorded a profit of over 2,700 crore rupees in 2024-25. The minister said this while inaugurating the Center of Excellence for Power and Regulation at IIT Delhi campus in New Delhi. He stated that the government will introduce an amendment in the Electricity Act during the next budget session that will prevent losses in the sector. Arunachal Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Chonaman has stated that Fangsau Past International Festival 2026 will begin on January 20th at Nampong in Changlang District along Indo-Myanmar international border. The three-day international festival will celebrate the region's rich cultural heritage while promoting cross-border friendship, tourism and people-to-people ties. The festival will also hold 80th commemorative celebration of the end of World War II, honoring sacrifices made during the World War II and construction of historic Steelwell Road. In Jammu and Kashmir, army helicopters were placed into service as security forces today morning resumed the search and cordon operation in Kishtwar district to track down a group of terrorists hiding in upper reaches of the area. The operation launched yesterday in the Sonar village area near Mandral Singhpura in the Chatru sector was suspended late last night due to difficult terrain and poor visibility. Election Commission will hold India's International Conference on Democracy and Election Management, IICDEM 2026, from Wednesday at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. The three-day conference is poised to be the largest global conference of its kind, hosted by India in the field of democracy and election management. Nearly 100 international delegates representing over 70 countries from across the world are expected to participate. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.